Well, howdy folks, this is my daily update video. I'm coming to you live today from Texas, the Lone Star State. And I love Texas, I have to say. Texas, I think in heaven they all wear cowboy hats. And really enjoying being here, beautiful weather, like really hot. It's funny, in Texas, everywhere you go, the air conditioning, you could freeze, icicles will form on you and you're inside, and then you step outside and it always feels like stepping into a warm bath for about 2 minutes. But all is well. For my friends in New England, we're flying back on Saturday, and I'm going to be, I just have one service this coming Sunday, be in Sturbridge in the morning. We're having baptisms, barbecue, and preaching faith, believing God to impact lives. So we'd love to see you if you can make it there to Sturbridge. Boom. Well, I've been doing lots of work while I'm here as well, and website work. I'm working on putting my ministry school back up at the end of the month. So lots of great things there. Hey, let me just share something with you real quick that I will be speaking on this coming weekend as well. And for the whole month of August, I'm talking about missions and speaking this coming Sunday about faith for revival, faith for revival. And, you know, everywhere I've been in the world, and I've been to one or two places, one or two continents, one or two countries, more than that. But everywhere I go, I tend to hear two things. Number one, people believe this is a really tough area here. It's a difficult place. It's antagonistic towards the gospel. And secondly, people tell me, but one day there's a big revival coming and God has prophesied it will come from here. And if you go to New England, where I live right now, people will say, ah, God's going to send revival from New England. And if you go to the Pacific Northwest, people say, no, revival's going to spring forth here. And let me say this, I think they're all right. I think when hungry people come to God, God gives us a promise. It's interesting, if you come to God in hope, He'll give you a promise. If you come to God in faith, He'll do it. If you come to God believing for a promise for your healing for the future, God will say to you, because that's all you have ears to hear, I will heal you. If you come to Him in faith, He says, you are, by my stripes, you are healed. There's a difference there. But real quick, the reason, everywhere you go, there are reasons to believe this is a tough place. And everywhere you go, there are lots of reasons to believe, man, things are really easy here compared with other places. It's actually kind of irrelevant. The success or failure of the propagation of the gospel doesn't depend on what's around us. It depends on what's within us. Let me say that again. Our success or failure in communicating the gospel doesn't depend on what's happening around us. It depends on what's happening within us. There's a little verse I love in the book of Philemon. It says, the sharing, the communication of our faith is made effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in Christ Jesus, which is in us. Say that again. The way we effectively communicate our faith is by constantly acknowledging all of the good things which are in Christ, which are in us. And I don't have long today. I'm going to try to do another video on the subject tomorrow, or I'm preaching on it on Sunday. But I think a lot of us have that ingrained belief that nobody wants to hear and it's difficult and I will be rejected. And then we're rejected and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, this false, that's literally what a curse is. When we believe a lie, it says in Proverbs, there is a lion out in the street. Imagine if I'm in downtown Fort Worth today, if I believe there's a lion roaming around the streets of Fort Worth, I will act as if there's a lion roaming around the streets of Fort Worth and I won't be free, I will be intimidated, it will alter how I walk. And when we believe people don't want to hear the gospel, or that we're not good at sharing the gospel. Can I share this with you? I learned this the hard way over many years. It's about 98% irrelevant if you're not good at sharing the gospel, because you don't draw people to the Father, Holy Spirit does. All we've got to do is give the word of God and believe for the Spirit of God to do His work. And here's my quick challenge to you today, my friends. If you've got that belief in you that says, I'm no good at this, it's too hard, it isn't God's timing, people don't want to know, people will reject me. I say that lovingly, and I don't say it in a religious way, but repent. And by that I mean rethink, realign, metanoa, recalibrate the thoughts of your mind to the thoughts of God, and begin to believe, John 15:5, Jesus says, I've called you, I've chosen you, I've anointed you, that you would bring forth fruit. And I want you to put that in your pipe and smoke it today. That you're called to bring forth fruit. Say that with me. I bring forth fruit. Everywhere I go today, I'm going to change things. Everywhere I go today, I'm going to change the atmosphere. I'm going to bring the shalom of God in. I'm going to pray for people. I'm going to give the good news. And people are going to be like hungry birds pulling at me. You know, if I go to my dog with a piece of steak or a bone, I know in my mind's eye what's going to happen. Ah, yes! You know, we should have that thing that Jesus is the desire of the nations. He is the, he's really what everybody's looking for everywhere. And when we disempower that belief, we actually disempower. We talk about spiritual warfare, but most spiritual warfare goes in, you know, on in between your two ears. It's in your mind, casting down imaginations, every high thing which exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So I encourage you to take what God says. Read that verse again for, you, for yourself today. Philemon, only one chapter, verse 6. The sharing of our faith is made effective when we're constantly acknowledging the good things in us in Christ Jesus. Love you guys. Check out the links below. Hit that subscribe button. Share this video. Drop me a line. And I'd love to hear from you soon. Bye for now.